This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Now that the Farm Bill has moved out of the House Ag Committee and onto the full chamber, it's no slam dunk that the bill will pass, given the pushback from Democrats. Representative Dan Newhouse says there's more uncertainty now that everyone's got a better idea of what they're dealing with.
Since last week, where there were just the highlights available, we have gotten the full text of the bill and it moved out of committee. On a purely bipartisan basis, I would anticipate that if we're going to move it off the House, it will have to be with just Republican votes. Not sure yet if that's possible.
Newhouse says the nutrition program is certainly the most controversial aspect of the Farm Bill.
What we're hopeful in doing is making sure that the SNAP program does not become a trap for individuals, that we are helping people pull themselves up out of poverty by providing more resources for training, for workforce re-engagement. We're asking people who are between the ages of 18 and 59 who are able-bodied, and there are lists of exemptions for people who may not be able to be employed if they're in between those ages, but we're asking them to work at least 20 hours a week if they're going to be recipients of the SNAP program, or be engaged in some kind of a training program.
Newhouse says all the changes are to help people move out of poverty and help them get back to work. Listen tomorrow for more on the chances the Farm Bill has.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.